Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, sounds
I messed up
great.
on that one a little bit.
It's all good. It's live.
So where'd you guys get your MC names? Are they self-given old stories and any good stories?
I think both of us have shared several different names in the past.
Yeah.
It used to be Confidence.
That's true.
And I lost a little bit of confidence. I'm trying to get that back, but it's coming back. So you can't call yourself that if you're not 100%.
I got
that.
Mine, I guess. It stands for Killing Instrumentals Nonstop.
That's what he does.
And back before I was good, I would say we'd not just me and him, like other people I'd rap with, we'd mess around over industry beats. And I never really cared what beat it was. I was like, yeah, whatever. So they're like, man, you kill any instrumental.
Yeah. quick side note about the first time we were listening to rap together. We were talking about this earlier.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for this story.
Really, it shows how old school it was. So obviously it was off of a cassette player. We were listening to, what was that track? Big Daddy Kane?
Big Daddy Kane. Ain't no half-stepping.
He swears. And to us, that was the first time we ever heard anybody swear on any track.
Yeah, this is like a old radio cassette, mind you. So we had to
rewind it. You know, you
rewind. We couldn't
believe
he said that.
We sat there for 20 minutes, rewinded it and played it, and rewinded it and played it, laughing because he says SH word.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing in the world.
That's a pretty funny word. I mean, when you're 8 years old, it's a pretty funny word. It's still a funny word.
Yeah, it's funny when you're young. You just want to say those words over and over again. It just becomes your new favorite toy.
But yeah, we're talking about the roots of us and hip hop and kind of where we built. And to where we are now, it just started at an early age, and that's why it's fun for us.
Yeah. Do you feel like you tend to gravitate towards that style of hip hop from back in the day, like the early 90s, mid 90s?
Definitely BP is more influenced by the old school hip hop, which makes it, it makes it all work because I'm always in tune with what's new and what's going on, and he's always a fan of the old school sounding beat. So I think that works good for us.
Yeah. I was actually just saying earlier how I've been listening to the Beat Nuts Pandora radio for a year. Like, I'm stuck in the early 90s in hip-hop. So if it wasn't for Ken, I wouldn't hear a lot of the new stuff.
Yeah.
But as far as my beat-making goes, he'll always tell me to speed up the tempo a little bit because he likes faster tempo stuff, and he likes scratching, obviously. So.
Yes, sir.
No, it's nice to come at different angles. I feel like that's where you get a unique sound, where you have two people that are sort of coming at it from a different place rather than both of you are coming from the early hip hop side.
Exactly.
What's new about it, you know?
Right. And being here in Burlington is great because there's a very vibrant hip hop scene here in Burlington, among other genres.
Yeah, speak to me about that, because I like to think, we were talking about this earlier, where you're really only exposed to what you tend to gravitate towards. And in Burlington, mm-hmm. it's a small city, but there's so much music that you think you know everybody, and then another like 5-10 bands are on the map now.
Yeah.
So, speak to the hip-hop scene in Burlington.
Well, there's a lot of great venues. I mean, we love Nectar's, Radio Bean. The guys over at Drink have put together a venue called Foundation.
Oh, yeah,
we played there
that.
A couple times with Bless the Child and Eminy Self and Self Portrait. Lupo, what up? There's a great scene in Burlington, cool. And it's a small community too. So we all kind of see each other, recognize each other at the shows.
Family, that's right. The best part about this town. And do you guys have a show coming up?
Actually, we do. We're playing at Radio Bean on April 12th, which is a Sunday. So you
mark
know,
your calendars.
Hopefully, if you don't have to wake up early on Monday. I know how that is. Ken knows how that is. He has to get up at like 5.
Yeah, that's the worst, going out before you work.
See, I work late, though, so I'm always trying to get him to come out, but because I'm up late anyway. But yeah.
Nice. All right, well, why don't we hear another one?
You guys want to do another track? All right. Just get right into the do it.